Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 22nd January, 2025. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to bring up a special guest. Hasn't been on with us for over a year now. She's making a lot longer than me. She's been going. I missed her being around. We're going to bring up Deborah Tavares just in a couple minutes here. Now, tomorrow being Thursday, hopefully be in the office all day tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. As always, take your phone calls, take orders, whatever donations, folks. We're here tomorrow in the office to talk to you. Now, if you want to call and talk to me, please don't think you have to give a donation or something like that. Talk to me. No. I'm just an old hillbilly preacher. That's all I am. You need to talk to me about anything, spiritual or anything else. You call tomorrow. I'll be honored to speak with you. You can call 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, it'll save us money if you do that at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. If you want to call and talk to us off tomorrow, we'd love to hear from you. I sincerely mean that. And again, I'll mention the three books still offering, going to offer them at the end of the month. If you have friends that caught up in cults of Mormonism or Jehovah's Witness or Catholicism, we have books here that will help you understand what to do and what's involved in, and may help you convince them that they need to come out of that and come into Christ as a Savior by grace, not by works. But anyway, they're available if you want them, $39.95. That includes shipping, price, everything else if you want them. Of course, we still have all the other products we offer through the ministry here. All you have to do is call and ask for them. As far as prayer requests tonight, I have nothing really new except keep my grandson dealing with your prayers. Please continue with that. And send a card when you can. I just very much appreciate it. He loves those cards. He really asked your daddy how many cards he gets. So he loves those cards. And my brother is in bad pain again, really bad pain. So I'm asking you to keep my brother Dick in prayer again also. And I'm not going to go on about any more tonight because I won't get to Deborah right away. But I hope that you'll will call tomorrow and talk to us. Have any questions about anything? We're here to serve. That's why we're here. But tonight's guest is going to cover topics that, well, she always does. And she hasn't been on for, I think she had 13 months. So she got a lot to talk about tonight, including, of course, the fires in California. Last night we shared with you the document from the Department of Agriculture and Forest Service that they're going to use forest fires as weapons. That's a 1970 document numbered AD509724L. DOD Directive 5200.10. I have my hand right now. It'll be in February's magazine. If you want a copy of it, you'll see it in the magazine. So all this, and by the way, this is stamped secret. And it isn't secret any longer, obviously, but secret back then. This is happening to Maui, not happening to California again. And the weather modulation modification is everywhere in this country, down south, record snowfall, record colds. This is not because cows fart in the field, okay? This is man-made stuff. Let's go to our guest tonight, Deborah Tavares. Deborah, it's good to have you back.
Well, I am so happy to be back. And hello, everyone. Please go to my websites. I manage three different websites, stopthecrime.net, or you can go to my new videos that are posted. Please do. They're all critical right now. Also, I run primarywater.org and toxicsky.org. The main takeaway with primarywater.org is we are not running out of water. Water is a renewable, and water does not come from rain and snow melt. The reverse is so. Water is manufactured or created down below the mantle of the earth by the process of hydrogen and oxygen. That comes up, forms vapor, turns into water, and then becomes rain and snow melt as it's evaporated into the atmosphere. So everyone needs to understand we're built on nothing but weaponized lies. Nothing but weaponized lies. ToxicSky.org is critical. We posted a movie from Michael Murphy, who was murdered, and it's right at the top of that website. It's called Unconventional Grey, G-R-E-Y. Now, the important thing to think about when you look at that movie is Michael originated in Chicago, and then he lived along the California coast in many areas. We met Michael at a number of different conferences, but he also lived in Lahaina. And you'll see in that movie, he is there in Lahaina before the indigenous Hawaiians were burned out, and he was showing the lab results of the high levels of aluminum in the rainwater catchment that those people were served as their main source of water. Please understand, rainwater catchment is very poisonous and toxic because of all of the chemtrails, all of the heavy metals that are in there, plus the nanoparticles as well. We are in significant trouble. So what you will note is that the folks in Lahaina were being slowly murdered prior to the burnout. And I want to go back into, I live here an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge, and I have been on many fire aftermaths doing criminal crime scene investigations with a number of retired fire captains that know that these are all directed energy weapons, aka lasers and microwaves. And this is not only from satellites, but handheld drones and helicopters, et cetera. This is how these fires are generally started. We do have a lot of sleeper cells that are activated. These are people that are mind-controlled and are activated into appearing that they're starting the fires. And this is just to reduce the understanding that these are not fires other than people starting fires, because that's what we're constantly told. Now, it's important to know that I was raised in Santa Monica. I was born in Santa Monica, California. I knew the Pacific Palisades back in those days, and I lived in Malibu. And as a child, I was evacuated in 1961 from the Bel Air fire. And that was very traumatic as a kid, and so I can understand what the children feel like now being evacuated. But understand, these are weapon systems, and the winds are weapons as well. And we need to step back, take a deep breath, and understand our reality, because we are being destroyed as a human population now. And I believe it's our duty to understand and learn while we're here, and understand what we're dealing with, because we're not able to make any progress at all, and I don't believe there's sadly much progress to be made. But we have patents on the blast winds that they make from electromagnetic frequencies. These are called the Santa Ana winds that they're calling them, and the devil winds. We have patents. We also have patents on the weapon systems. So let me go over that now so that you'll understand that this is all directed energy weapons and lasers and microwaves. So one of the patents, and there are many, but this is just an example, This is patent number US 10337841B, as in boy, number 2. This is a United States patent. We're being waged upon by the illusion that we have a government. We're going to go into that in a moment. But here is what this patent tells us. This is a world application of 2014. And it's granted, this patent is was granted on February the 7th of 2019. And it expires on March the 13th of 2036. And here's the abstract of that patent. And by the way, you can find this on stopthecrime.net under our resource tab. That's where you can find this. So here's what it tells us. Directed energy weapons are devices that direct a beam of high energy towards a target for incapacitation of destroying the target. The high energy beam, being a laser beam, can cause and does cause structural damage to the targets. That's what we're seeing, one of the methods. The next is the wind that are microburst, and this is horrific. Everyone needs to know this because you're all going to be suffering from winds, whether it be hurricanes, whatever it may be, tornadoes. These are all microburst. Everything is manufactured. The weather is completely controlled in every single way. And while that sounds insane, it is all very, very insane. So here is the microburst winds, and these are electromagnetic radio weapon crimes, of course. And these are creating tornado-like high wind gusts or microburst vortex. And that's why we're seeing the trees whip, the embers fly, and they're artificially spawned precision-targeted microburst vortex created by scalar electromagnetic weapons systems mounted on cell towers everywhere. I hope you're hearing me. Cell towers everywhere. It's a U.S. patent number, 762-9918. And it was Raytheon under operational command and control of Lockheed Martin. This creates high winds, which shake the walls of houses, and they're preceded by an electric motor-like hum, which grows intensely louder. So we need to understand we're being attacked by our own understanding and false belief that we have a government that is there to keep us safe. That is absolutely not what our government is there to do. So when you look at Gavin Newsom, you look at the police chief, the fire chief down in Los Angeles, and they're talking about the inadequacy and the ill preparation, they were fully prepared. They stood down just like they have at the other fires. Here in 2017, when they burned a very expensive community where my brother also lost a home in 2017 here in Northern California, the police, the fire, and the sheriffs all stood down. What do I mean by standing down? At midnight, when the flames started to roar over the mountain, and burnout, we lost 5,000 homes that night. And nobody was going up into those streets with bullhorns. There were no sirens, nothing. It was a stand down. And they sent in van loads of looters to loot. This is an attack. So you do all you can given an attack. Now, prior to that night of October the 8th and 9th of 2017, I knew somebody that was playing golf on this exclusive golf course, and a wave, he calls it like a wind, blew through and actually caused him to fall to the ground. And his golf buddy said, what happened? They were amping up the frequencies. Now, this is important. All of you, please listen carefully. We have to become more conscious of the atmosphere and the environment when they're going to attack us, because we can tell. We can tell. Now, let me describe how we can tell, because the same thing happened in Los Angeles. no one is getting this information, and we're going to be relying on all of you to share this far and wide and to implement increasing your conscious awareness in the about the atmosphere. So here's what we see. We see heavy geoengineering or chemtrails for at least 3 to 5 days prior to creating an event, an attack. We see extremely low humidity, generally anything below 50%. But the LA fires in the Santa Monica area, that humidity averaged around 12%. They were going to burn that. Also, with the fresh accelerants sprayed on all the land, it causes massive combustibility. And so there we have the chemtrails, the low humidity, then we have the heat, the microburst that they call wind, which is all created, and then they torch us with lasers and or drones to start the fires. And they'll torch in many areas to spread the firefighters thin. And sadly, I have to say, the firefighters are not equipped to fight microwave energy weapon fires. They're approaching these fires like they're normal fires. There's no such thing as a normal fire anymore. And, of course, CAL FIRE now is the overlord of the fire companies in here in California, and they are completely assigned and behind the plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and reduce your oxygen by reducing CO2. So any organization or agency that is behind these crimes is going to work on dismantling humanity, and that is just what we're seeing. So about the water, the lack of water in the reservoir, that would be the Santa Ynez Reservoir, which was built to serve many of the homes that were built there in the subsequent valleys and around the Palisades, and that was dry. The fire hydrants were dry. They claim that there was a cover over that reservoir to prevent birds from pooping in it and causing contamination. Well, they don't need to put a cover on it. I've been to many meetings up here with the California Water Department talking about using different things to prevent evaporation from the reservoirs. And I have a number of those little floaty things. They're about, 9 inches round. They're not really round. They're kind of square. Their plan is to charge all of us necessary waste to prevent evaporation because we don't need the reservoirs in the first place. And I'll hope I have time to explain that. But what I want to make very clear is that in the fires that we have investigated and the ones that all of you have heard about, there has been no water. We had two large, huge water tanks on the top of Fountain Grove back in 2017 that just happened to be empty the night of the fire. They claimed that they were seismic retrofitting those tanks. They were empty intentionally. There was no water in Lahaina. There was no water in Malibu. There wasn't water in a paradise either. Now, why? Why? Let's ask that question. Why? And let's figure out the answer, and I'm going to tell you the answer. Water does not put out microwave fires. Think of a Tesla or an electric vehicle catching on fire. You don't put these fires out with water. You don't. Had they tried to do that, we would have all seen that these fires don't go out easily. We would have understood years ago that these were fires that they caused with microwaves. We would have noticed that. So they kept most people in the dark, thinking that these were wild fires. These are natural fires. They are not. These are weaponized fires. I've just given you a couple of patents that talk about that, and I want to move on because we're in trouble. We're watching being streamed live right now in Los Angeles, and we watched it in Lahaina as well. They're streaming live the death and destruction that they have created. So let's go back to the NASA war document for a moment that I've been talking about for years. We're going to look at page 93. And here's what's occurring right now. They're exploiting CNN syndrome, which are the news media outlets. They talk about how, and we're seeing this now, capture and torturing Americans in living color on prime time. Terror attacks within the continental United States using binary, biological, critical infrastructure. We're watching our critical infrastructure being attacked. We're certainly seeing the takedown with the use of EMPs and radio frequencies against our brains in serious psychological and collateral damage everywhere. On page 45, they talk about beam weapons increasingly prevalent. We are being attacked. Beam weapons increasingly prevalent. On page 50, they talk about the effects of low-power microwaves. And I have a report on StopTheCrime.net under the resource documents. It's called the U.S. Army Walter Reed Report. And I've done many, many talks about this report. You can go there and look it up. But here's what they're telling us. Behavioral performance degrading. They will cause seizures, gross alteration in our brain function, and increase brain blood flow, and they will cause our deaths. Then on page 55, what is legal? Here's what they're telling us that is legal. Microwaving, anti-functional, and anti-weapons uses, chemical weaponry systems, psychological effects via attacking our sensory organs, weaponry, and that includes, of course, reducing our smells and our eyes because the frequencies are causing severe eye damage. I'll point out something specific about that here in a moment. But they talk about chemicals and incapacitating us with weapon systems. Warfare also includes hostage terrorism. What are we watching? Streaming live every day, like a daytime soap opera, hostage and terrorism, and massive psychological warfare. They're using acoustic weapons. Those are sound weapons to injure people's brains. This is what they claim, or this was used in Cuba. They call it the Havana syndrome. It was not a syndrome. It was the use of weapon systems, and they've not just only used it in Havana. They've used it all over the world. And then they talk about the use and the spreading through atmospheric spraying of mechanical microdust and how that will bore into our lung tissues. So I'm moving on about the eyes because this is incredibly important. They're calling this irreversible, treatable to a limited extent, GA. It's geographic atrophy, and they talk about this eye injection, eye survey, and they say this will slow it down, but there is no cure for eye and vision reduction. So let's talk about this. These are injections. Some of the consequences of these injections can cause retina detachment, blurry vision, which many of us have to go to the ophthalmologist now and have our glasses, our prescription glasses, continuously beefed up because we can't see so well. You're looking at your screens too much. You're looking at your cell phones too much. You're looking at the blue light that is destroying your vision. And this is leading to massive diagnoses of macular degeneration, glaucoma, and blindness. And I can only say you have a choice. You are going to have to literally look at putting down some of these devices that are killing you. I've done many, many shows on cell phones, which are weapons. The cell towers are weapons. I just told you they're using the cell phones to create the microburst to create the wind. So we have to be as diligent as we want if we want to survive. And some of us that want to be around to help those that are becoming very frightened, and they are. People are becoming extremely frightened. Now, I've talked about over the years the report from Iron Mountain, and everyone can watch the YouTube video on YouTube. I hope it's still up there. But if you scroll back on one of the new posts that Off Grid with Doug and Stacy posted. They literally found an interview that I did a number of years back at the Oath Keepers with my husband, Lou. And we were talking about the report from Iron Mountain. We were talking about the smart meters and how dangerous and deadly they are. They pulse the meters, and that also causes fires as well. In fact, I'm trying to find out how many houses that have burned so far had the smart meters, particularly since we worked very hard to get the smart meter opt-out in California. And Rothschild, who runs all of the utilities worldwide, went to Vanderbilt University to figure out how to slow the protesting down because we were causing waves. And I decided one day, this is back on January the 11th of 2011, we were going to protest. Little did I know that protesting really didn't work, but it did that day because I was arrested. I decided that I looked like a, and I am, a conservative-looking grandmother, and that arrest went viral worldwide. I was interviewed by the New York Times and the San Francisco Chronicle and all of the local media outlets about the sneak deployment of the smart meters in California. Many people in other states started to protest that. In fact, I knew a number of people in the Midwest in the severe cold where they did not want a smart meter, and the utilities literally turned off their power in below zero temperatures. That should tell you the enormity of their desire to hook you up to a kill grid. That's what that is. Now I'm going to go over this. This is horrific, and you need to hear horrific in order to understand the level of action that you might consider taking, because people will ask me, where's a safe place to move? And I can tell you there is no safe place to go other than do not be on the coastlines, because they're using directed energy weapons to increase the swells of the ocean, and they do that. And we're seeing that. We're seeing what they call sea level rise. It is not sea level rise. It's energy weapons. And they time all of that. But I won't go into that entirely. I've been warning people for years, do not live on the banks of rivers or streams. They can literally cause rivers and streams to swell. And then all they do is trounce a weapon over that, like a blast, an atmospheric river, just like what we saw in Hurricane Helene. That was all weaponized. That was a weaponized attack on these folks. I've been saying for years, don't live on riverbanks. Don't live near streams and creeks. And check to see if your area has been designated as a floodplain. You do not want to live below wastewater treatment plants because they're attacking those, and a lot of the toxic waste from the wastewater treatment plants are literally spilling into the water supply and all over the lands as well. You don't want to live below a dam or a reservoir. Those are weapons.
Got to go to break. Deborah, don't go away, folks. I told you going to be a bunch. Hang in there. We're not near done yet. We won't be taking any phone calls, my folks. Got too much cover, but don't go away. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406- 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Heard. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Heard Road, Netty, N-E. T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Heard Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, I'm going to get right back into the broadcast. I want to hold Deborah up for 1 minute, but don't forget we'll be in the office tomorrow if you want to talk to us. Deborah, it's all yours. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Everyone that's listening, you need to understand that they are betting, gambling, on how bad the catastrophes are. And they're called CAT bonds, catastrophic bonds. I have this posted on StopTheCrime.net under videos. You need to watch this YouTube, how to make billions with forest fires, floods, hurricanes, etc. That's posted on my site. Now, we're going to discuss this right now because this is called Planet Finance. And, again, they're betting on the level of disasters and the level of destruction. And it's they speculate on disasters. Catastrophe is for sale. It's crazy opportunities to put mass amounts of money to work. And if you know what the future holds, you can make more money. They say at any given moment there's between 10 and 20 trillion dollars that is looking for an investment. And of course, I would guess that that kind of money is from drug trafficking, from theft, from to money laundering, you name it. I'm imagining that they're money laundering that into these catastrophe bonds, but that's probably only a light way in which this money is being utilized. But some of the entities that are betting on your disaster, your level of disaster, heartache and hardship, is the corporate funds are being invested. Insurance companies are investing in catastrophe bonds. Some of our banks, also retirement funds. And the new risks now for massive betting is going to be cyber risk. We all know that everything wireless is at risk. So it's very important to understand they do modeling to collect data. And when you watch this video, again, on StopTheCrime.net, how to make billions, you're going to be stunned because they're using an example of a fire here in Central California and looking at people on the land. And they say that many of the people in the United States are stubborn, and they stay and try, for example, with fires, they try to put the fires out. That doesn't make them as much money because they say that that reduces the amount of disaster and the money they can make. Listen to this video. Many people are staying back. You saw a number of people in the Pacific Palisades that stayed and hosed down their homes, and many of the homes were saved. But it's important to also understand why so many of the homes were saved. It's extremely important to understand they're using blue lasers, and blue lasers reflect anything that's blue, and it doesn't burn them. If you go through some of the fire scenes in the Palisades and in Altadena, you will see many items that are blue that are not burned up. It's the same thing with the color white. Those colors reflect the frequencies from the different lasers. And they also can accelerate the lasers and cause confusion and change things up. This is battlefield use of weapons and to literally create different scenarios after the burn. So let me talk about that. You all remember the dustification of the towers on 9/11. Everything turned to dust. Well, that happened here in 2017 with our fire here in Santa Rosa called the Tubbs Fire. The same thing happened in Paradise, and the same thing happened in Lahaina. Things were dustified. I'm noticing now in the fires there in Southern California, in the county of Los Angeles, the Pacific Palisades, other areas, and Altadena, and there's fires burning right now on the ridge route that would be near the mountain as you're driving north into Los Angeles. That is on fire now, and they're talking about having to potentially block the highway so that if you're traveling from north to south or vice versa, you might not get through because they're burning us up right now, right now. And so it's just important to understand, watch what's happening. These are intentional burns. They're using lasers. They can calibrate these lasers, increase the amount of energy they sent to create different appearing burn effects. But you'll notice many of the cars are burned out the same as what we have seen in other places where they've melted aspects of the cars. Same thing, same thing. And I went over what you need to look for. You need to feel the atmosphere. You need to look up. You need to look at the humidity. You need to look at the current chemtrailing. For those that don't believe it, well, then you're just going to burn. Because we have up here, because of the trauma that we've all suffered up here, we have a phone tree where we call one another so we can sleep through the night and warn one another if a fire is started, and we know when they are. They're getting ready to burn north of the Golden Gate Bridge. They're going to burn Marin County. There are many cities within Marin County. They've been telling us here on the news lately that Marin is extremely dry, lots of foliage. The roads are very narrow. So, and then we had a very unusual Navy helicopter fly over Marin yesterday, and they're canceling fire insurance. So when all of these things start to come to play, we look at various wind and weather conditions. And certainly we know that the fog was a contributor to low basting of adding all of the ignition, freshening it up so they could torch us, and they're doing that to us. In fact, again, as I say, this is behind all of the weapons that are being used throughout this entire country. So let's talk about the chemical sedation. In a document that I've been talking about for years, it's on StopTheCrime.net. To find it, just type in the word Aquarius, A-Q-U-A-R-I-U-S. I'm going to just tell you a couple of things about this, but it was the long-ago planned chemical sedation of the population using radio microfrequencies for mass mind control. You wonder why people are not able to function or realize what's happening. They're under mind control, and you cannot necessarily blame them because they're unaware. They're on wireless technology around the clock, and they're wired in their homes. They have smart meters. They are continuously being renewed under the mind control strategies of sedation. So here's what it, part of what it says in that document on page one. It talks about electromagnetic radio wave and microwave pulse mind warfare has great advantages in that it can be directed to a desired subject or population, and no one has any knowledge of the procedure being implemented. I'm going to throw this in right now. Back in the early 70s in Medford, Oregon, the United States and Russia worked together, sending pulse frequencies in on the TV lines in people's homes. There were about a dozen people that committed suicide. That is the level of the mind control that is has been implemented on all of us, every single one of us. So let's talk about this. Page two, mind control. Chemicals and pharmaceutical saturation has been achieved over the past 30-plus years of implementation with the purpose in mind, and is achieved by deliberate, overt introduction through exposure or consumption on behalf of the population's base in everyday usage of public water supplies, airborne pollutants, chemical agents, and in a wide range of foodstuffs. Now, I will only add this to that document. They're activating sleeper cells, lone wolves. This is what we're seeing done when we see people get in cars and drive down roads, as what happened in New Orleans. Likely this was a sleeper cell that was activated via mind control. We're seeing a lot of that happening now with the illusion that these people that are going through the current fires in the L.A. County area as arsonists, they're mostly activated or paid a lot of money to do that, to take the eyes off the fact that this is a government attack using microwaves. They want to blame it on people. And they've also blamed a number of fires on people setting their cars on fire, driving in ravines, and that has been the reason for the fire. Why not blame a lone actor? It's not like the fire here in 2017 when PG&E, Rothschild, stepped up to the plate and admitted it was their power lines. Sadly, there was a lot of victory in court. A lot of people got payouts from PG&E, but we were all billed for those payouts in our bills here. So now I want to go into this. This is most important because we're going into a total takedown of the use of technocracy, the use of technology. And the system that we are in and going in very quickly is a system that does not recognize any limits to its authority and strives to regulate every aspect of public and private life without regard for human life. This goes back to the report from Iron Mountain. So let's go on. It controls media, politics, economy, speech, and engages in widespread use of terror and mass surveillance. These regimes stay in political power through all-encompassing propaganda and campaigns. Now let's talk about something. I need your help. I need all of you to help me with this. This is a new deployment of a massive surveillance system in the United States. They're deploying these by the thousands. And there is a lawsuit. Don't worry about the lawsuit. Certainly attorneys just make money. They're all bar card carrying Rothschild agents. But out of Newark, there is a lawsuit saying that they're breaching the Constitution, right of privacy. So this deployment of technology is called SUN, S-U-N, surveillance. Look it up, SUN surveillance. Let me describe what this is going to do. It's pulsed lighting that causes heart attacks and strokes when you drive by. It has solar panels so it can host slaughter bots, or a.k.a. drones. It is also connected with Palantir, which Thiel, who's part of the current administration, who has data analytics already in all the major cities for pre-crime. Now, when these are deployed, not only will they track your and scan your eyes, your licenses, but they'll know where you go, and they can weave a story about your pre-crime potential activity. Not only, again, the lights and the pulsing can kill you. And I've been watching these go up in my area, and it's horrifying, to say the least. But let's go on into this, because we all need to understand that the United States is being taken over by the United Nations. And that is, of course, the goal of a one-world government. And what we're seeing now is how the military and police forces of the United States will be under the United Nations for control and responsibility. And they'll be disbanded or integrated into a global United Nations force as soon as possible. This is happening. We're watching this happening now. They tell us that the former United States of America has created untold problems and delays in our United Nations plans and will soon feel the brunt of rapid, decisive changes to meet the goals and schedules of a unified and one world government. So we have posed problems. Now, here's some of the things they're going to do to us troublemakers. You need to understand this, because they will implement weapons that we have no tools to fight against. But I'll go into that in a moment. They talk about how police organizations of all types and kinds, which include federal, state, and county and local police, are now under the control and authority of the United Nations, while former written changes will be promulgated to each and every police entity. They talk about that you're now an approved United Nations police force. Now, they talk about this in the report from Iron Mountain. They were getting us ready to see this takeover with what they did to Randy Weaver on Ruby Ridge. In prime time, we got to see his son murdered, his wife shot, and more. And at the same time, the Branch Davidian were attacked, and they were burned. The children were burned alive. This was all in preparation for this takeover, so that we would start to judge people's decisions on how they want to live, and we would watch our government agencies kill them. So they go on to say that they will take all future directions from local United Nations representatives. You have representatives locally in your towns right now that are fomenting policies of death and destruction by saying you must reduce the CO2 emissions. CO2 is oxygen. How on earth could we have allowed our children to go to school now learning about climate change, and they're at fault? There's just too many of us using too much stuff. No, this is a takedown of mind control. So they go on to say that they expect resistance in many forms to their orders, and therefore you are now authorized and to shoot and kill authorizations to anyone exposing you or our directives, and that includes your fellow police officers. There's no need to be concerned with trials or charges against you personally, as you have been granted authority to shoot anyone resisting your authority at any time. What are we seeing? Lawlessness. We're seeing defunding of police, good and decent people in most instances trying to hold the respect of the law. But with these slaughter bots and these sun surveillance systems, they're going to police us. So they go on to say all trials will be on hold indefinitely, and murderers, rapists, child molesters, arsonists, drug dealers, and prostitutes will be shot on sight or until such time as more controllable situations can be established and further guidelines provided. They go on. We acknowledge that some armed resistance from some police, military, and veterans groups, as well as from groups and individuals of various other patriotic beliefs, or even anarchists, is expected. These people or groups will be eliminated either by their own forces or by those forces assigned to our United Nations military command. all nuclear, biological, and chemical weaponry are now under United Nations control and will be used in those areas where resistance proves to take too long or becomes too costly manpower-wise, and that those who believe they can take a 30-30 rifle or a 22 pistol rifle and oppose us are sadly mistaken, as biological and chemical weapons use is authorized for all areas of the former United States of America. They're using all these weapons on us now. All the chemical weapons are being used on us now. So this should not come as a surprise. They say further, if resistance continues for an extended period of time, then atomic or nuclear weapons may be also authorized. So it will require very stupid people to want to oppose this inevitable change in government. And your demise will simply allow our plans to progress at a steady rate. Everyone is expendable, with the exception of the senior United Nations leaders and their families. So do not provide our council with the excuse to eliminate you, your friends, and your neighbors. They go on to tell us this. They go on to tell us that all forms of religion and religious beliefs are hereby prohibited. All churches will cease to hold services and buildings and structures that are not demolished will be used for the needs of the United Nations organizations. All religious icons, books, and paraphernalia are to be destroyed before the United Nations representatives arrive. They alone will determine the best use of the building or structure, or whether to simply demolish it. Children past the age of 5 will be sent to United Nations schools for further schooling and training. Parents will be allowed to visit their children on a semi-annual basis for a 3-day period. That is just a sample of what's happening now in this country. It's happening now. This should not surprise any one of you, not surprise any of you at all. We were also told a very long time ago that we would be divided up into regions. We also are hearing from what you're hearing in Los Angeles right now, how they're reimagining and they already have plans in place for what they call 15-minute cities. Understand, not all of us will be ever allowed to live in these 15-minute cities. We will be killed before access to those for all of us will ever be allowed. The 15-minute cities are high surveillance. Ultimately, these cities will be built as concentration camps for all of us to be herded into. And what I would recommend each and every single one of you do as you're listening to me, call your city. Find out if you're in a nearby area of a city that's near any high-speed rail or any trains or near travel corridors. Call your planning and your zoning department and ask where they're going to be building concentrated cities. You can use the word 15-minute cities, but if you find out where the zoning is allowing for concentration, we're seeing buildings crop up like mushrooms all over the main travel corridors. What we're seeing here is many, many three-story buildings and many, many five-story buildings. We're seeing three-story buildings because they don't have to put elevators in them. We're seeing five-story buildings. Now, we've been to many of these buildings to just look. They won't let you into these buildings unless you have a criminal background check. We could not go in. And I will say to you that a small two-bedroom, one-bath goes for about $2,500 a month, and that does not include all of your wireless connectivity to resources. We're talking electricity because they all have smart meters, and we're talking about water. And if you have more than one car, you pay, in this instance, $75 for an additional car. So you're out the door with a small two-bedroom, one-bath for around $3,000 a month. Who can afford this? Certainly not very many of us. We will end up on the streets, and that's the goal, to unhouse us. And most will die, as we're seeing right now in these homeless encampments in Los Angeles and all over. the life expectancy is greatly reduced when you're forced out onto the streets. And
by 2 minutes, Deborah.
Yeah.
By 2 minutes.
So again, I urge all of you to understand the times we're in. Do what you can to harden up, to be less easy to be killed for the short time. And Pastor Butch, I have more to say because now I'm out saying more, and I would love to join you. But again, please go to my websites, stopthecrime.net, primarywater.org, and toxicsky.org. Everyone stay safe. We are in times that are so diabolical. It is hard to believe what you've just heard me say.
It is. It is. Now, I would have you on again real soon if you want to. We can do it just as soon as possible. Just have to let me know.
Yes, yes, I will look forward to that because I need to go over the sustainable development plans and how everyone that's sending their children to school right now should literally look to take them out because the schools are teaching all of the children about climate change. And we can't allow that. We're not going to have kids brought up if there's time to even be brought up. I don't know. It doesn't seem like there is. The attacks are full bore. The attacks are going to be more frequent, more power outages. I've said before, practice living without power in your home and see what you need to prepare for power outages. These are going to increase in mass and not necessarily caused from an electromagnetic pulse just because of the storms. They're taking out infrastructure throughout this country. Cities are going to be dismantled and abandoned. I've covered that about a year ago from FEMA documents. The cities that will be abandoned, it will boggle your mind to find out St. Louis.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's do. If you're free Monday night, I'm going to put you on Monday night again if you want to do Monday night.
Well, we'll talk about that.
All right.
Again,
let me know right away.
I'm booking up
next week. Okay. And thank you, Deborah. Let me know right away. I'm already got the week by fools. Let me know, please.
I will.
I appreciate it, Deborah. What, folks, I want to say, you've heard everything Deborah said in the years past has come to pass. So she's not making this stuff up. This is really happening. And I'd like you to back on Monday night to continue if at all possible. The only night I have open next week is Monday night. So I hope you all will stay tuned for that. But nonetheless, give us a call in the office tomorrow. I'd love to hear from you. We're here tomorrow to just say hi to you if you want to just talk to us. Anything you want to talk about, if I can help you anything, please feel free to let me know. That's why I am here. And you folks have blessed us so much. We do need help get through the rest of this month and in February. If you can do that, please help us. And don't forget to sign up for the Minuteman magazine. February's issue is going to be a very, very powerful issue. Don't forget to sign up for that, whatever you do, because you're going to find out things. One article just mentioned about the using the force fires as weapons will be in there. All this is out in hard copy. What we're saying to you on the radio here, we can prove to you in hard copy. You share with your friends, and I ask you to please email to all your contacts. Let's spread the truth far and wide as soon as possible. How much time we have left, folks? I don't know. I don't know that. But I'll see you in office tomorrow. Have a great night. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.